Now, we are told here, he brought up Hadassah. That is Esther. And Hadassah and Esther mean the same thing. Esther means star, by the way. And she certainly was a star. Apparently a very beautiful woman. And we're told here that she was actually the stepdaughter of Mordecai. He brought up Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took her for his own daughter. So he's raising this girl in his home, and she's a very beautiful girl. Now, he had a position here in the palace, by the way. We are told that the first thing about him, he was in Shushan the palace. And the question arises right here, the one question we'd like to ask him, what are you doing here in Shushan the palace? You ought to be back there in Jerusalem. God has given a decree for your folk to return, and that's where you should be. And here you are in a foreign country. Why don't you get back there? Well, he's out of the will of God, you see. And the name of God won't be mentioned in this book. He's not here at all, not in name. But you'll see that his fingerprints are here. And not only that, but someone has defined providence as it's the hand of God in the glove of circumstances. And believe me, his hand's moving in the glove of circumstances. And friend, that's true in your life, and it's true in my life also. Now, he was in the palace. He had some minor position there. And in this minor position, he was able, though, to see these different girls as they came from the different sections of the empire. And he always made note of that, and I think made a comparison. I think he said to himself many times, well, that girl is not near as beautiful as my stepdaughter Esther is. And so as we move down through this section here, why, he is very much concerned now about entering her in the contest. And when he saw that she would be a winner, or at least he thought she would, he didn't know that. We are told, so it came to pass when the king's commandment and his decree were heard, and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan the palace to the custody of Hegai, that Esther was brought also unto the king's house to the custody of Hegai, keeper of the women. Now this man had charge of the contest, and these girls came, and Mordecai saw that each day, and he came to the conclusion that his stepdaughter Esther had a good chance. So he entered her in the contest, and I'm sure that she was for it. Now, let's be very candid. I must say that at this particular juncture, I do not have too much respect for this man, Mordecai. But I want to hasten and say this to you. I'm going to change my mind, and I'll eat my words, and I wish I hadn't said what I'm saying now. But I despise him for what he's doing now. To begin with, he's disobeying God. God had told his people not to intermarry. He's definitely breaking the Mosaic law when he entered this girl with the idea she'd become the queen of the king. And then the second thing, we'll discover that any girl that did not win had to enter the harem of the king. She became a concubine. We'll see that. Now, that's exposing this girl to an awful life, and he's willing to take that risk. And at this point, I do not have too much respect for Mordecai, but I want to say this now, lest you get a wrong impression. I'll change my mind. Fact of the matter is, before we're through, I'll feel like throwing my hat in the air and cheering him, because I think he took a stand for God, and I think probably we're going to be able to see that next time. Now, let's move on down in this section here. It's getting interesting now, I hope, because Esther's being entered into the contest. She's turned over to the one in charge, Hegai.